aboard HMS Beagle as naturalist, I was much struck with certain facts. These facts seemed to me to throw some light on the origin of species, that mystery of mysteries. My work is now nearly finished, but as it will take me 2 or 3 more years to complete it, and as my health is far from strong, I have been urged to publish this abstract. A creationist would say that animals have been produced perfect, as we now see them, but this assumption seems to me to be no explanation, for it leaves the case of the co-adaptations of organic beings to each other untouched and unexplained. We shall see how natural selection almost inevitably causes much extinction of the less improved forms of life and induces what I have called divergence of character. I shall discuss the gravest difficulties of the theory, including the subject of instinct or the mental powers of animals. Variation under domestication. There are many laws regulating variation, some few of which can be dimly seen. Breeders believe that long limbs are almost always accompanied by an elongated head. Hairless dogs have imperfect teeth. Pigeons with short beaks have small feet, and those with long beaks, large feet. Albinism, prickly skin, hairy bodies appearing in several members of the same family. Who can believe that animals resembling the Italian greyhound ever existed freely in a state of nature? Our domestic varieties, when run wild, gradually revert in character to their aboriginal stocks. In regard to sheep and goats, I can form no opinion. Believing that it is always best to study some special group, I have taken up domestic pigeons. Many slight differences might arise amongst pigeons, which are rejected as false or deviations from the standard of perfection of each breed. The diversity is something astonishing. The shape and size of eggs vary. The males and females have come to differ to a slight degree from each other. Great as the differences are between the breeds of pigeons, I am fully convinced that all have descended from the rock pigeon. It is most difficult to get any wild animal to breed freely under domestication. It must be assumed, however, that pigeons are quite prolific under confinement. Nothing is more easy than to tame an animal, and few things more difficult than to get it to breed freely under confinement. When on the one hand we see domesticated animals and plants, though often weak and sickly, yet breeding quite freely under confinement, and when on the other hand we see individuals perfectly tamed, long-lived and healthy, yet having their reproductive system so seriously affected by unperceived causes as to fail in acting, we need not be surprised at this system when it does act under confinement, acting not quite regularly and producing offspring not perfectly like their parents. advantages of matrimony. Children, constant companion, charms of music, and female chit-chat. Disadvantages. Terrible loss of time. My God, it is intolerable to think of spending one's whole life like a neuter bee, working, working, and nothing after all. Variation under nature.
You marry your cousin, and Chuck, that's not so very. You marry your cousin, and Chuck.
The other day, I got a curious example of a unisexual instead of a hermaphroditic cirripede, in which the female had the common cirripedial character, and in the two valves of her shell had two little pockets, in each of which she kept a little husband. I do not know of any other case where a female invariably has two husbands.
Tonight, where is your husband?
Her husbands are in her pocket.
In town, there's lovely dancing tonight.
But her husbands are in the pocket.
Who's the dominating one here?
Totally irrelevant.
Surely there is something to fear.
This has happened year after year. At first they seemed like parasites.
He simply tossed them out.
But after thinking of trilobites,
he had a creeping doubt.
I pulled the barnacle from the trash.
Chuck Darwin thus relates.
However, could I be so rash?
She's covered with her dates. Where does she keep her money?
No, not in there.
Surely there is something to fear.
This has happened year after year. The smelly little animals
are so misunderstood.
I found them in South America.
They're not so good as food.
At first, she was a hermaphrodite.
Where's Hubsy? Not in sight.
Oh, there he is. Aha! I'm right.
Does Darwin see the light?
husbands are in her pocket.
In town there's lovely dancing tonight.
But her husband is in the pocket. Struggle for existence. I use the term struggle for existence in a large and metaphorical sense, including dependence of one being on another. As my health is far from strong, I have been urged to publish this abstract. See the cause. We invoke cataclysms to desolate the world. Though I'll get more kicks than pennies, I will attempt my work. Advantages of matrimony: children, constant companion, charms of music, and female chit-chat. Disadvantages: terrible loss of time. God, it is intolerable to think of spending one's whole life like a neuter bee, working, working, and nothing after all. Only picture to yourself a nice, soft wife on a sofa, with good fire and books. music, perhaps.
Say what you mean what you say. Mean what you do. Do what you mean. Do you mean what? What do you mean?
Across the mountain. It's one of the stories of, you know, the ghost of a decapitated man driving a train, something like that. And the decapitated man was carrying a lantern when the train ran him over and chopped off his head or something like that. And he therefore is searching for his head by driving a train back and forth across the mountain.
See a town, but if you look at Brown Mountain, there's no town there. But it's in the opposite direction. It does not make any sense. Okay. No, it does not make any sense. That's what my grandmother said. Oh, is there train? Well, see, I hear the train. Did you ever hear the firefly theory? That's what my mother said they were. She said that there were swarms of fireflies that would get in trees, like these, like the beacon. But the lights are red. Well, I don't know. Maybe they already knew. Maybe they weren't there. Nobody can see them as phosphorescent, you know, traveling in sequence across the mountain and back again, like waves in the ocean. I think what caused them, after I'd been looking for them for years and never saw them, and then one time I did see them, and I really saw them. I didn't halfway see them. I didn't have to make them up. I really, really saw them. They were really, really there. There were a lot of them. And I'm not sure what they were exactly, but I'm sure that I needed to see them. So what I think the Brown Mountain lights are something you need to see. That's what I think they are.
Sorry about that.
my love. I'll save you from yourself. You see, you're not safe until you lose yourself in me, until you lose in me. So here I am, here I am, to save you from yourself. I heard your song and couldn't let you be.
Essentially, he's now past tense. While I am present, no sense crying. I'm not dying. Isn't the present?